Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. A woman operating an animal rescue in Castle Rock has been charged with felony mistreatment of animals. Dakota County Attorney James Backstrom announced that 25-year-old Casey Lynn Brakel of St. Paul was charged Tuesday. Along with the felony are 12 misdemeanor counts of mistreatment of animals in connection with the death and care of numerous cats. At the time of the offenses, Brakel was the owner and operator of Minnesota Animal Rescue, a nonprofit who'd been renting a residence. On May 9th, a deputy was dispatched to a home on the 3800 block of 250th Street West in Farmington for the third time on report of a pig running loose. On arrival, the deputy smelled an overpowering odor coming from inside. The owner of the property was contacted. He went inside and found several animals, including several cats that were, quote, skin and bone. The owner saw no food or water for the animals. He'd been renting the property to Brakel since February 2017. At some point, deputies and someone from the Animal Humane Society went inside. There were 43 living cats, 64 deceased cats, and 5 living dogs. The floors, walls, and windows were covered in animal feces and urine and garbage. Several shallow graves and carcasses of dead cats were scattered across the backyard and in the garage. The property was condemned by the Dakota County Public Health Department. Brakel had an agreement with the Animal Humane Society to provide foster services. Between July 2017 through February 2018, she'd been given 144 cats and a dog. Her first court appearance is October 1st in Dakota County. As a district, Northfield School students outperformed the state average at every grade level in reading, mathematics, and science on the state-mandated 2018 MCA assessment tests. Across the state, math scores dropped to 57% in 2018, but in Northfield, math proficiency scores were at 68%. District third graders saw significant improvement in their reading proficiency scores, too, up to 63% in 2018 from 57% in 2017. Northfield schools ranked better than 92% of districts in increasing student achievement levels in reading. And there's more. The full press release is on kymnradio.net. And speaking of school, Jenna Dardis of Benjamin Bus stopped by KYMN yesterday. Postcards have been sent out to parents.
On that postcard gives your student's name, the pickup time, which bus number they're going to be on, and if they need to transfer at the middle school, which is our transfer hub. It gives all that information. But they absolutely, if they have any questions, they can call Benjamin Bus.
Dardis tells parents to have their children at the bus stop 5 minutes ahead of time, maybe even a few more minutes for the first week as everyone gets acclimated to their routine.
Also, tell your students that bus stops are not a place to play. That's a safety zone, too, when the bus is arriving to pick you up.
As for adults out driving at the same time students are being picked up or dropped off, Dardis says the fine for going around a stop arm has risen to $500. She also reminds new drivers,
when you do see a school bus and when the yellow lights are flashing, that means that they are preparing to make a stop. So please be aware of that. And then when the reds are flashing and the stop arm is extended, students are either exiting or entering a school bus.
School starts next Tuesday, September 4th. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.